All right, welcome to the pre-show. So we've got an audio pre-show going right now. For those of you who watch the video cast, you saw the whole goddamn fucked up, messed up thing. You got to admit. It's pretty sweet. All right. So today on our pre-show, who the fuck is that? Amy Schumer? That's Amy Schumer talking to her dad, maybe? Amy Schumer surprises dad with sweet present. That's nice. What was it? A bag of money. I think that'd be beautiful. All right, no offense to, you know, these two gals, but fuck this shit. Let's get the fucking sports back on here that usually is on here. And I've had to do all this shit because I, by the way, just let me get this off my chest. Everton, give it the fuck up, you motherfuckers. Just give it up. You guys are outclassed. You are. You're hardworking. You're tough dudes. You played a physical game against Liverpool. They're better than you. Most teams are better than you. You don't have the skill level necessary to get into the top four of that fucking league. So either start getting some players on that motherfucker in that funky joint or give it up. You know, you need world-class players to compete in that fucking league if you think you're going to be doing anything, you know, decent. If you're not, if you're just chump change, no, motherfucker. No. No, motherfucker. Oh, come on, motherfuckers. Would you just... Yeah. Panthers Redskin, which was a piece of shit movie. A movie. Yeah, this thing's busted. This thing is a piece of shit, man. I can't get it to... Good, I'll just keep it on this fucked up sports mix. I could watch Colin Cowherd, but I'm kidding around. Just fucking around.
I'm just fucking around. It's okay.
Man, out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. La ha da ha da ho da he, and baby, you're dumb. Wait till my face gets. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. God damn it. Yeah, that was the worst goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. That goddamn piece of shit. That fucking team. I root for Everton because they're a sentimental favorite going back to the 80s. Well, I was in Liverpool when they won the Premier League when they won the First Division Championship. City was excited, you know, it was a big time for them. And I met a bunch of Everton fans, so I became an Everton fan. But I don't know what that team thinks they're doing. Are they not making enough money there? Do they not have the money? I mean, they got this new fucking owner. And this guy Koeman, who's their new coach, seems to get it. He understands. He took one look at that fucking team and he said, Team needs help, man. You know, all kinds of fucking help. All kinds of help. They had John Stones. Let him go to fucking Manchester City, where he's not exactly setting the world on fire. They've had some people that have shown flashes of brilliance, but then they just sort of, you know, like Kevin Morales. Ross Barkley was benched. McCarthy got benched yesterday. They got one decent striker in Lukaku who wants, really, frankly, off the team. He wanted to go to Chelsea last year, and they talked him into staying or something. I don't know what the hell happened. But anyway, I know a lot of you don't give a shit. I don't give a shit that you don't give a shit. How about that? Oh! Fuck! I left my fucking watch in the hotel last night. Mm-mm-mm. out of the tree of life, I just picked me a thumb. Oh, man. Oh, what one were? Now what? I had... Oh, that's a pretty picture. Where is that? Oh, that's... All right, man. Testing 1, 2. Langham Hotel in Pasadena is like... I just love that place. It's beautiful. It's even better now that the Langham has it instead of the Ritz-Carlton. And Ritz-Carlton wasn't bad. No, Ritz-Carlton was great, but Langham's even better. I don't know. I've never even heard of Langham Hotels before they landed over there in Pasadena, but Christ, that's a... Everything about their operation's fucking first class all the way, and they actually redid the... did all kinds of new furnishings and new carpeting and new everything, new furniture, new wall hangings, new paintings, new remodeled the pub there. Fantastic fucking lounge pub, whatever you want to call it. I mean, just beautiful, big fucking gorgeous balcony and outside veranda and lots of patio space and the bar itself is great. I met a couple last night from New Orleans out here for the beginning of the Santa Anita meet on the 26th. They own racehorses in their 50s. Really nice people. They have two homes, one in Louisville and another in New Orleans. They race at Churchill Downs. And obviously they do racing in Kentucky. They do racing at the fairgrounds in New Orleans. They're out here. If I saw the name of his horse... running on Monday, or the 26th, I should say. Yeah, is that Monday? Yeah. I could tell you the horse, and we could all run and put some, you know, sentimental money on it. But anyway, really nice people. But they were talking to me about the horse racing business. I said, you know, I grew up in Arcadia. They said, really? I said, yeah. And we sort of shared the common opinion that the obviously the sport's gone through a lot of changes, and there's been a lot of... a big effect on horse racing by the OTB, by the new casinos, Indian gaming, because the average bettor, the $2 bettor, as they call him, is he didn't give a shit wherever he's going to win his money. It's either a slot machine, laying $2 on a horse, and frankly, it's a lot easier to throw your coins into a slot machine than to sit and study a fucking racing form and try to figure out, you know. This guy said to me, and have you ever met a bettor who handicapped the race wrong? I said, no. You know. Says they were right. The jockey fucked up. The owner fucked up. The trainer fucked up. The track was bad. But they handicapped the race perfect. Hey, Thunder, what you doing, honey? All right. I think we're ready, man. Well, 15 minutes of pre-show. That's going to have to be enough. Come rain or come shine. All right, man, let's see what's up. If you had everything your heart desired, why would you want more if you had? All right. Hey. Hey. Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight. All right, man, I'm done. All right, man. I'm rock and roll. Rock and roll, hoochie cooch. Lordy mama, light my fuch. Hey, dude. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hi. You ready? Because I'm not. Nor will I ever be. Here we go.
The best in paranormal talk radio goes beyond the darkness, challenging everything you think you know about the paranormal. Check out new episodes of Beyond the Darkness every Monday on the Jericho Network, on the Podcast One app, or subscribe at iTunes or podcastone.com.
Hi, this is Phil Henry. Wait a minute. Do that again. I didn't like that.